Good day. It's Moni Uncut. It is 8:10 right now on October the 6th. I made my coffee. I am still fasting. Yesterday was the really don't eat fast. And since I've been out, you gotta listen to your body because I, work outside. So you gotta listen to your body. You gotta know when you need food because you don't want to pass out while driving. So that's what I did. I listened to my body. And I came home and I made some soup. Cabbage and tomato soup. When my mom used to fast all the time, she used to always make tomato soup. She would have tomato soup, and I felt like my body just needed something. And tomatoes cooked are very rich in a lot of vitamins and minerals, so that's why we went with a tomato cabbage soup. But anyways, how are you doing? I hope you're having a great start to the month of October. It's Moni, MIOUXNIE. You can follow me on all platforms at MIOUXNIE. Because I put myself everywhere. Because Instagram and Facebook went down. I can still post on other platforms. And if it needs to happen, I will also be on Moni.com. I'm learning how to integrate some new things into my website. So that's what my focus is. My focus of Moni.com is to actually be a virtual gallery. I am learning the basics and it's starting from the ground up. So hopefully you come by and visit it. I want it to be like my own version of a social media, where I put in my podcast, my music, because I do a lot. I have a lot to show. I have a lot to give. I've been doing a lot for a lot of years. So, I feel like I want to, interact with people directly from my website, not necessarily through Instagram or Facebook, but people who actually come to my website. I want to be able to interact with you live. I'm just trying to figure out how to do these things. I tried to stay away from doing too much with the website for a long time because I kind of just wanted to. I was so used to doing person-to-person interactions when I was at the farmer's market selling and then when doing events and shows. So I didn't want to put all the emphasis on doing website. But now at this point, I need to be able to be on the website. So that's what I'm working on, step by step. I lease this up. I have things on there to sell. I'm gonna figure out how to put some new stuff on there. One step at a time, right? One step at a time. Yeah, but there are a couple things that I wanted to bring up because I don't know, just been thinking about my life and just things that have happened, conversations that I've had, and conversations that I've had and just different things, and I don't even know where it went. My bad. Did I not post it on there? But the whole thing was, the podcast for today is, don't fuck up your blessings. So, I'm gonna start off with this. What I learned from my mom talking about the Bible. God will not put on you more than you can bear. He will never put on you more than you can bear. He won't put on you more than you can bear. So, sometimes we put on ourselves more than we can bear. This is why it's important to be in tune. You have to be in tune with yourself and God. And everything will come to you as it needs to. But when we start doing extra shit because we're feeling like we need to compensate for something that's missing and we don't even realize we're doing it, we can extinguish, I think that might be the word, like fire extinguisher, extinguish our blessings. We can put our, you know, put our blessings on hold or put our blessings away because now we're not in a position to receive it. Or if we do receive it, then, you know, the blessing may not be able to be as much of a blessing as it would be. Sips my coffee. I know what the hell I'm talking about. When it comes to, for instance, you have a car, it's working, you just gotta make sure that you keep up with the things, you know, getting the maintenance and everything. Oh, well, you know what, let me try to see if I can get this other car. You go, now you're already blessed, okay? You go to the car dealership and they can put you in a newer car. It costs a little bit more, but it's a newer car, and you are already like halfway not doing the payments of what you got already. But you're like, well, I can get this. I'm able to get this. So you put yourself in that predicament. Oh, well, I believe. You put yourself in that situation, and then you're struggling, and it gets worse, and you're struggling more. And then you have an attitude because you're worrying where this bill is coming from. Then you trying to act like you hide in the car. And then just one thing after another. Your attitude can turn somebody off of a blessing that a potential customer, a potential business associate. But your attitude can turn people off, or because of the vibes and energy that you're giving off with your reaction to having a new car and being stressed, or adding just more shit on your plate that you didn't need to add on your plate. You need to eat what's on your plate first before you start eating other shit. I'm just saying, I think that's what you need to do. I mean, maybe everybody's different, and maybe, you know, every situation and circumstances is different, but, I mean, like, for me, I've had my skincare business, you know, thing, been making skincare for over 10 years. I've been doing that, and I've been doing, my artwork all my life. So having those two avenues, and then me adding on, oh, I wanted to do Mary Kay, or I wanted, and I'm not saying these are bad things, I'm just saying the stresses that can come with things. Like, it was a learning experience for doing different, yeah, see, I did a lot of, I did Melaleuca, I did a few of them. And then, like, you gotta do something that your heart is in. You have to, I mean, don't just do something because, you know, you need to do, if you're going to do a business, if you're going to actually join a business and be in it, do it because you like it, because otherwise it's going to get stressful, especially if you have people above you, people above you, that are strict and super gung-ho, and they want you to be at every meeting, they want to call you every day, have you made new sales, have you done that? Look, that's why I'm like, the way that multi-level marketing works is not for everyone. Sometimes you might just need the products and you don't need to actually sell it. So, because some people they're just not here to, that's more stressful. Just to go and try to like push people and have meetings, and people got whole lives and you want to have meetings 3 times a day, every day, that's not going to work. Unless that's your, you know, full-time gig. But I'm saying, don't push away your blessings and cause more stress on your life because you're trying to fill in holes. You need to fill in those holes and empty spaces with yourself and God. You need to get in your closet, and I'm not, you know, this is not literal. I mean, for some people it might be literal, but you need to get in your space and you need to, like really meditate on who you are. I mean, it doesn't necessarily take, it might not be one day. It might be over the course of a year or 2 years, and like just, you know, living your regular life, but being open to evaluating like the things that you're doing and the things that you've done, and not be over there getting sad and hating people. And man, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about freeing yourself of insecurities, of anger, of pain, of just being like, okay, I let this all go. I mean, acknowledging it and letting it go and being okay with moving on, because you can't move on while you're still holding on to pain and frustration and all that stuff. It's just not going to work like that. If you really want a happy life, you're going to have to fix you. Yes, it takes time. Yes, that's, you know, it's sometimes frustrating. Yes, a lot of people don't want to do it. But it's better to fix you so you don't fuck up your blessings than to actually get blessed and you can't keep it correctly because you didn't take the time to fix you. Because again, you can be blessed. You can be blessed and you can lose your blessings. You can, because you done gave it away. You done gave your blessings away because you haven't fixed what you need to fix inside of you. And I can get into detail about it, but I really want people to be blessed. I want people to understand that it's not just about hiding the insecurities, and it's not just about hiding them and burying them. Them seeds that you burying, you might be chopping them down every time they come up, but them roots grow deep. When you chop something down, them roots keep growing. It might be not growing up. You might not be able to see it real good, but them roots are might be suffocating other shit up underneath you that you can't even see. And that's why we need to evaluate. And it's a hard thing to talk about. Like, Christians don't want to talk about it because they don't want to face it. Oh, no, the Lord covers. No, stop it. Cut it out. The Lord covers. The Lord is going to cover me. No. It's okay to feel these things. It's okay to, it's better to get this stuff out, to get alone, to get to where you're not just covering everything up
with the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues. The harder you pray, face the fears. The thing is, people are scared. People are scared of a lot of stuff, and they cover fears with shit. They cover it with they just cover it up, and it don't work, because eventually it's gonna come back up and it's going to destroy some shit. That's why when you're going up into like a higher bracket or whatever, there's certain things that you need to take care of in your life as an individual. For you, it's not about as a couple. Yes, you know, you got to work together as a couple, but the first things first, fix you. It's nobody's job to fix you but you. You need to know where you're going, know what you want. You can't have somebody come in to your life and say, you need to do this, and you're supposed to be this, and you're doing that. No, you need to fix you. You need to get on your road, dig up them big stumps, the stuff that you done cut down, because the roots still growing. A tree can pop up at any moment, a little sprout. And you be like, well, where did this come from? Because, goddammit, you didn't pick up that. You didn't really dig that shit up. You guys, it's hard. I promise. I understand. I know. I have been through a few things that have been extremely hard for me. But it's getting past that. When I started writing my book, Reality of a Preacher's Daughter, I had so much happening. I cried every day for like 90 days. It was a freeing time for me. All I did was type on a computer, like 10 hours a day, about the stories that were coming out of my head. It was so much pain from my childhood. So much pain and resentment and hate and against everybody, against myself especially. And I dug it up. I put it out there in a blog. As I did share it, I did have people attacking me. Why are you putting this out there? Oh, look what she's doing. Like, I'm a grown woman. If I want to talk about my life and what I experienced, and I'm not saying nobody's name, and I'm not even saying my name, then why is it an issue? Why? I mean, you shouldn't have did what you did. Why are your feelings hurt? Anyway, so that was a process in 2015, and then I went through, 2017, grandfather died. 2018, exactly a year later, mother grandfather died. Between that halfway point, my aunt died. Now, these were really close people to me, and I don't keep like too many close people. I don't have a whole bunch of people. 2018, in 2018 is when I was like, about February, March, June-ish, about May or June-ish, I decided that I wanted to end a relationship, because I was like, this is going nowhere, and this was 2018, this is going nowhere, I can't help it, I can't help myself, I can't help you, so I ended it. I was like, and it took me a while. I had ended it probably years before, but I think I was just hanging on by a thread. But probably like the second quarter of 2018, I was like, I gotta let this go, because I'm not blessed. We're not blessed. Can you see all the depression and all the strife and anger? And we are not happy when we're depressed. So sometimes you got to be able to be willing to shake some shit up. It might hurt. It caused pain with both sides of the family. It was frustrating. I went through a lot. But, further down the road, I was already completely out of it before anybody really knew. Because that's another thing you gotta do. Let me tell you this, and please listen well. When you are doing something that you feel like you need to do for you, do not talk about it. Do not allow people to talk to you, because people are going to give their opinions regardless. I have learned to shut my damn mouth when it comes to people giving, oh, do what you need to do. You don't have no opinions for it. I think you need to do what you need to do for you. I can't tell anybody what they need to do for themselves. Y'all got to figure it the fuck out. Not me. I'm figuring my life out. I'm not going to figure mine and yours out. So when people have their lives and they start, oh, well, I think I'm about to do this, I can't handle it. And then people come in, oh, no, I think you got to cover with the blood and y'all got to pray. And look, been there, done that. No. There comes a time when you got to be grown as shit and you got to take care of your life like you need to take care of your life. Not like other people need to take care of your damn life. You need to fix your own shit. Because let me tell you something, baby. Okay? I got to tell you something. You listening? I hope you listening. Even if you're blessed, there is a ceiling that you will hit unless you take care of some of your shit. There is a ceiling. And every time you hit it, your head gonna hurt. Because you're going to be like, what's going on? I don't understand. I can't grow. I can't get past this. I can't. Because you're trying to go to another level, but you're still, it's like that thing, like with that ball and chain, like that really heavy ball and chain in cartoons and stuff. Like they're trying to get up and they can't because this is as far as I can go. This is as far as letting you go. You're not going to get any further until you let yourself free from it. It's not nobody else's responsibility to let yourself free but you. You have to free yourself in all ways. Let yourself be free. But you have to do it. So, like, don't allow people or things to hold you back from who you are and from what you're supposed to be doing. Most of the time when, I guess, now at this point, making decisions and doing things, I literally, like, do it in my head and work it out in my head, talk to God about it. I really have, and I make decisions differently now. I was listening to Earl Nightingale and stuff, and he was talking about successful people make decisions quickly and change them slowly. So you have to understand, I'm not saying like be impulsive, but I'm saying usually what it usually is, your first instinct, your initial instinct is what you need to go with. But you can give yourself a little bit of time, but don't just take all the time in the world and go back and forth and be like, no. What was your initial thought? Analyze that and then go with it. And then as things, problems come up and things come up, then you roll with it as you go. It's going to be a learning experience regardless of what you do, but it's better to make a decision for a yay or nay quickly rather than hanging on to whatever you're doing, because hanging on to shit and not doing something is procrastination. And that keeps so many people in the dark. Procrastination. People are scared to make a decision. So anyway, don't fuck up your blessings. Be blessed with what you do. I ain't mean to say all of that. It just, God laid it on my heart. So I guess somebody needed to hear it today. So all I want to do is tell you that you be blessed, okay? Don't let yourself or anyone else fuck up your blessings. Don't do it. Don't do it. You still have time right now because you on this side of the dirt. You blessed. You blessed. You have your limbs. You have your eyes. You have your ears. You have your hands. You have your feet. You have health. You got a roof over your head? You got a phone or something? You can listen to this. Use what you have to bless people. Use what you got. Well, anyways, look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. You are confident, talented, and you can do anything that you set your mind to. That you are blessed, prosperous, and making shit happen. And make sure you believe that. Like, I mean, I talked about this before. Looking in the mirror and telling yourself things. At first, you'll be like, yeah, I don't believe it. I'm not beautiful. I'm not sexy. I'm not wealthy. No, you look in the mirror and you tell yourself that. Over and over and over again. If you tell yourself all these positive things over and over and over and over again, I promise you, you won't believe it. When people keep on saying they stupid or they can't do nothing over and over again, they really can't. They start getting slow. You don't have to do that. Just tell yourself what you want. I am beautiful. I am sexy. I am amazing. I am healthy. I am fit. I am prosperous, wealthy, and making shit happen. Shit. I believe that shit with every fiber of my being. I was scared before, but I know that shit gonna happen now. I ain't got no choice. It doesn't have a choice. I am walking in my purpose. I feel it so strong. It's like a different connection. When you're connected to yourself and to who God has created you to be, it's a different feeling that you have. Even when there's struggles, it's just a different feeling that you have. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm trying to tell you, y'all need to get there. Even when you're at the beginning stages of letting go and, you know, the letting go of your past and blah, 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 and all this stuff. Man, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. The feeling is amazing. But again, I hope y'all have a great day. Y'all be blessed. Y'all can look at me, find me on Mouxnie.com. MOUXNIE. And I hope you have a great day. Have a great rest of your week. And, smile a lot, okay? Smile. Smile. Don't be frowned up. Smile. It's a great day. Smile. All right. It's Mouxnie.